Chaz Holder with Holder Wealth Management with me today, investment firm here in town. Chaz, good to see you.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show today.
It's been a while since I've talked with you for a while, and it's been a while since we talked a little bit about investments. What's new?
Well, it has been a while. January, I think, was the last time I was on the show with you talking investments. Between then and now, of course, we've had a few things happen. A correction, and we had a market correction in February. That's where the market drops at least 10% from a recent high. And we've also had much of that correction reversed since then. We've had the Olympics in February, which had its own significant geopolitical consequences. Mm-hmm. And I think Trump announced recently he's willing to meet with North Korea's leader, mm-hmm. Probably as a result of that. Maybe we don't know about it yet. And then, of course, the news that's hitting the headlines the last week are the tariffs that Trump is imposing.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that because that's kind of on everybody's mind. What are these? How are they going to affect the markets?
Well, the tariffs that Trump is signing, one is a 25% tax on all steel imports, and the other is a 10% tax on all aluminum imports, but this excludes imports from Mexico and Canada. And Trump has expressed his willingness to exempt other countries from these tariffs. It was seemingly an evidently a bargaining maneuver on his part. And really, there are two traditional economic goals behind these, or any tariff. And one is the protection of a particular domestic industry. For example, with the steel tariff, imported steel is going to be more expensive, and this makes U.S. steel comparatively more affordable, increasing U.S. steel demand, stimulating the U.S. steel industry. And a second economic goal behind a tariff is to prevent the flooding of a particular type of good into the market. And this is sometimes called dumping, and it occurs when a good floods into the market, significantly lowering the price, and this forces domestic producers out of business. Tariffs would lower the demand for the foreign product and help stabilize that dumping effect. We saw a version of this dumping when OPEC declined to decrease oil production in light of the U.S. shale oil boom. And the consequence of this was lower gas prices, so low, in fact, that many of the U.S. shale oil companies had to close up shop, at least temporarily. And we might have noticed this ourselves with favorable gas pump prices. So
yeah, well, why would a country want to do that? Why would they want to flood the market with steel or oil to bring the price down?
Well, if you lower the price enough, at least in theory, it puts your competitors out of business. They just can't generate enough revenue at these depressed prices to cover their costs. And then after the competitor is out of business, well, then you have monopoly power, or at least significant market control, and then you can drive prices much higher. As consumers, we actually benefit from dumping in the short term, but long term, of course, you can see it can have.
And what has been the effect of these tariffs on the markets?
Well, the tariffs, they don't actually take effect till 15 days from now, but as we know, the markets, they've already priced this in at the future event. When Trump initially announced his tariff idea, separating from both parties, really, the market didn't like it, and we saw stocks decline a few percent. Markets don't like it when input costs increase. But after this initial shock, markets, they absorbed the news relatively well, and on Friday, the Dow was several hundred points above 25,000, back where it was in January, and actually positive for the year. And this is after a correction in February. So the markets, they're certainly sensitive to it, but at least for now, they appear to have absorbed it relatively well.
Chaz Holder with Holder Wealth Management with us this morning. You mentioned about the correction in February. What happened to stocks then?
Well, it all started with, of all things, positive economic news. Mm-hmm. After the Great Recession, the Federal Reserve has been monitoring two core metrics, the unemployment rate and the wage growth rate. For a while, unemployment has been declining, a good thing. But wage growth has been stagnant this whole time. That is until the jobs report that was released in February. And this report showed significant wage growth, something we've been seeking for a long time, but haven't really had until the recent jobs report. And as a result of this great news, what happens? A market correction.
Okay, great news, but a market correction, meaning a 10% decline. Why did that happen?
Well, the short answer is inflation fears. Okay. With the expectation of higher inflation, the Federal Reserve is going to increase its target interest rates to keep the economy from overheating, and this would in turn increase demand for fixed income investments, decreasing demand for stocks, and this was the rationale behind the sell-off we saw in February. Inflation fears really arise under the theory that the workforce is saturated, meaning that we're out of workers to employ, and so we have to pay these existing workers more money. And this increases the money the workers get and also how much they can spend on food, driving up demand, prices, thus inflation. This explains why when we saw wage growth, it triggered a sell-off. Mm-hmm. And just a few other comments on this theory, Jim, is that February job statistics, which were released this past week, they show unemployment remaining the same, but that the U.S. added 313,000 jobs, and also that wage growth was only half as much as we were expecting. And one way to interpret this new data is that the U.S. labor market is not saturated, and that it still has room to accept more workers, and that kind of alleviates inflation fears. So we saw a good bump in the markets on Friday. Mm-hmm. And this is good news for the stock market, but I think even more macro, this is a great indication of our economy's health. You know, that the U.S. economy is strong enough now that it's actually pulling people back into the workforce. So if you want a job, it's there for you, is what these statistics are saying. And I think in the long run, this is a much better way to view the data from just an overall economic health perspective.
So a positive job report that leads to a market correction. A month later, a different positive jobs report makes a good day in the market.
There's no doubt that short-term market movements, difficult to understand, impossible to predict, trying to make sense of it all usually only works in hindsight. That's why we recommend investing in stocks if you can handle the risks, but only if you can handle the risks. Mm-hmm. And this usually means pursuant to some type of long-term plan.
Tariffs, job reports, stock market. Holder Wealth Management, people want to get in contact, how do we do that?
Yeah, give us a call, Holder Wealth Management. Our phone number is 398-4015.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Jim.